I'm Christine from Susie Radio, and today I am delighted to be talking to a rock legend, I think I can call you that, Richie Ramone. Hi, Richie.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm really doing so well. Thank you for taking time to talk to me. So you're on your tour at the moment, the Something in My Drink tour, which is the name of a song that you actually wrote. That's from personal experience. Do you want to talk about that?
When I first moved to New York City, I don't know, when I was like 17, we had no money, and we used to go to clubs, and when people would get up and dance, we'd steal their drinks and drink them.
Okay.
One night, I don't know, something was in that drink, so LSD or something, and that's how that song came about.
Right, so yeah, sticks in your memory. We often write songs about experiences, I know I do.
I think those are the best. If it doesn't relate to you personally in one way, you know, I think those are the best ways to write songs, you know, because if it related to you, it related to a bunch of other people.
Absolutely, it really does. The title track, Entitled, I really love that on your album. That's got a meaning to it as well, hasn't it? Like, I'm entitled to this. I'm not a puddle on the floor, I think that's one of the lyrics. I like that. I like that kind of message.
I mean, you know, we're all entitled to have a little better life. It's tough out there now, you know.
It is for a lot of people, yeah, absolutely
yeah,
it is.
That's what it's kind of talking about.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, a long, long gap since you were in the Ramones to do your own stuff. I know you've been in the Gobshites. That's a lovely name for a band, isn't it?
Right.
What made you finally decide to go out on your own again after all this time?
I don't know. You know, the Gobshites, I just recorded a record with them. And, you know, I took a while off. And then in 2006, I think I did my first Joey Ramone birthday bash in New York City.
Yeah.
Joey's brother mentioned to come over. And that got things rolling and the juices flowing. Then I started to write and things snowballed from there. And I don't know, I ended up doing a record, you know, so it turned out to be a good one. So
I really love the album. It's got a lot of attitude. I really like Vulnerable a lot.
Oh, good.
And the Ramones Smash You, which I know you wrote.
Oh, I wrote for that, right?
Yeah, and I know the Ramones I met at Guildfest and I got to chat to. And I know you've met them too and dropped in on one of their gigs in London.
Yeah, and in fact, that's talking about the Gobshites. After I recorded in Dublin for a week with the Gobshites, I wanted to do a show since I was so close in London. And
yeah.
I acted the Ramones and I went up and jammed, like, you know, 10 songs with them. Very lovely people. I had a great time with them. Very nice.
They are. They're a good bunch of girls. And they were chuffed to bits by that. They'll treasure those photos. And what they said is obviously the last original member of the Ramones, Tommy, sadly died in July. And they found, I don't know whether you found this, but they found there was a resurgence of all things Ramone because, you know, the last original member having died, it brought the Ramones to the front of people's minds again. That they did find that. Did you find that at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, sadly, after anyone's passed away,
new
resurgence, you know, and it's kind of unique that they're all gone now, you know, but they all died at such a young age is very strange to me.
It's not a good thing. Going back to the Ramones days, you did about 500 gigs with the Ramones,
right. And
I know you got on very well with Dee Dee. He found Johnny Ramone very controlling, like a mother who you can never do anything right for. Is that what you sometimes thought?
Yeah, you know, his nickname was the Fuhrer.
Yeah.
You know, he kept, you know, things in order. He was a businessman.
Yeah.
You know, so when it came time to party, it was Dee Dee and Joey, you know. We would all hang out together. You never really saw Johnny after a show or anything.
Ah, that's interesting. So the reason you left, what we understand, is it was about finances. Or was it just time you thought to move on as well?
It was a little of everything, you know. It was the finances with, you know, not getting any T-shirt money after years of being in the band and using my image. And, you know, again, that came from John. You know, everybody else agreed on it, but he would fight that. And then that was the last record, Halfway to Sandy, it was the last record on Sire, so we lost the record deal. And, you know, yeah, I thought it was time to move on, but, you know, it was just, you know, you just wanted to get the respect when you wanted the respect.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I was only like 29 when I quit. I was still a baby, so, you know, I still was this punk kid.
I've got other things to do. Yeah, so you're the Ramones, but, you know, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I got you. And Joey said you were the greatest thing to ever happen to the Ramones and put the spirit back into the band as well.
Yeah, you can't have a better quote about you by a better person.
This is true. And I wanted to talk to you as well about the Pasadena Symphony and Pops. That's a bit of a wide departure, but how did that come about?
That came about because right before, you know, I wanted to do something different. You know, I told you I took like 10 years off.
Yeah.
So I talked with someone and I scored like 10 songs from West Side Story, which I really liked. And, you know, I wanted to do something where it wasn't, you know, rock drumming, just holding the beat down 2-4. This kind of music, you could really go off in front of an orchestra. And it worked out. The piece was like 18 minute long, and you could do some little drum solos and stuff, and it was a lot of fun. I only did like a handful of shows, maybe 6 shows.
Yeah.
And then I started getting back into the rock and writing that record.
Yeah. And Rachel Warby, who was involved with that, she said you brought audiences to their feet after your Faster Than the Human Eye Can Follow drumming.
Yeah, so, it was really a lot of fun. It was,
yeah.
You know, you get a whole different crowd when you're performing an orchestra. You get politicians and governors. And
yeah, sure, yes. They're not quite sure what to expect. And I know you brought your drum kit right to the front, didn't you?
Yeah, they set it up the front. It was really cool.
Which is nice, because I always think that about drummers. Sometimes they're at the back and people don't appreciate them. And I always love it when a band just does a drum solo and then everyone's focused on the drummer. And then you're like, hang on a minute, you are really, you know, the backbone of the band.
Yeah, well, this tour, you know, we push them up. For me, anyway, as far as we can get them up there, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times in the small clubs, it's hard when you have an opening band. You don't want to push them back, but yeah, it's fun to get them up. When I'm singing and playing drums, I want to be as close up front as I can so I can connect with the crowd.
I can get that. Yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting Dee Ramone many years ago in Brighton. He signed his book for me. Yeah, very gentle guy. It was just an honour to meet him. Great to speak to you. So we're looking forward to this Friday, the Boiler Room, Guildford, and then Saturday, the Camden Barfly. And then you're off on about 10 days in a row.
Yeah, we're doing 10 days here, and then we finish in France one day. I don't know, you know, when I'm on the road here, I like to play as many days in a row as I can. It's just, and now it's winter and cold. What are you going
to
do?
That is very true, yeah. Or talk to people like me, so I'm glad you've got a day off today. But you can go and gig now. That is wonderful. Yeah, so I'll be coming to see you on Friday, and I just can't wait. And I really appreciate you taking the time out to have a chat to me.
Yeah, and I want everyone to know that, you know, everybody gets a meet and greet right after the show. I come out to the merchandise table and I take photos and sign autographs and all kinds of stuff and have a party with everybody.
Yeah, that's good to know.
That was an hour, and then I'm out there another hour after the show. You know, I like to talk to the kids and see what's on their mind, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure everyone loves to meet you, so that's all good. Well, I look forward to that then.
Yeah.
Thank you.